God lives and works today. But perhaps this is hard for you to believe right now. He doesn't seem to be at work in your life at all. And you wonder, if God is real, why doesn't He help me? Why doesn't He give me victory? In spite of all my efforts, I just keep falling into the same old sins. If this is the way you feel at the moment, or if you've ever felt that way, today's program by Vasilia Schlink has a helpful word for you.
I'm really down in the dumps, and I just can't pull myself out of it.
Jesus calls to you, "Give me your hand." Yes, Jesus will pull you out. He arose out of the depths of the grave. He has overcome all the powers of sin and death.
But I can't see any way out.
But Jesus sees it. He sees it for you too, and has prepared the way for you. That's all you need to know.
But it's always the same. I'll never change.
Don't you know God's own promise? Behold, I make all things new. Whose words are worth more, yours or His?
But I constantly fall into the same sins. All my struggles seem to be in vain.
Do you really mean to say your struggles are in vain? Then aren't you saying that Jesus' victory on Calvary was in vain too? That the enemy must have won the victory after all? No, your battle is only in vain as long as you give the enemy the trump card, namely, by insisting that it's in vain. Instead, from now on, call out the truth. It is finished. And Jesus will work out His victory in you in His own time.
I don't know. I feel that Jesus will never accomplish His victory in me. I'm just a hopeless case.
Good. Jesus likes the hopeless cases the best. In them, He can really demonstrate His power and prove the greatness of His redemption. So rejoice in your poverty. Be assured that because the poor need Jesus the most, they will receive the most from Him. He's especially merciful to those in need. In His love and righteousness, He doesn't expect you to bear the same heavy burden that He does from someone with greater talents. Yet, He manifests His greatest victory in those who are bound the hardest to their sins. They will be redeemed and shine the most brightly of all the souls in Jesus' crown.
But perhaps it's too late for me. Perhaps I've already missed my chance.
It isn't too late. As long as you're alive on earth, it is a time of grace. The grace that Jesus gives to the humble, that is to the repentant, is retroactive. It flows back over all of your past life. Therefore, the doors are still open for you. Jesus is waiting for you. So make use of the time which He gives you out of His love and grace.
A sinner's find God's promise sure, who sorrow for their sin. Repentance is the entrance door, God's mercy brings them in. To us, so poor God's straying sheep, belongs a heavenly
You have been listening to a program written by Vasilia Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please contact this radio station for our postal address. God bless you.